Joining us now, former federal prosecutor Paul Charlton. He was one of the group of U.S. attorneys fired in December of last year. Mr. Charlton, welcome to Day to Day, and your reaction to this news about Mr. Gonzalez.
Well, I think it's the right thing for Mr. Gonzalez to do. It's a good thing for the Department of Justice, and it's a particularly good thing for those career professionals who can now go about their work without this distraction.
And you personally, I don't know if there's a feeling of satisfaction or I'm redeemed in some way, or we all are redeemed?
No, I was a 16-year employee of the Department of Justice and a career employee before I left in January of this year. And my greatest disappointment has been what's happened to the Department of Justice. And so that's why I think the best part of today is the fact that those career professionals can now do what they do best, and that is the right thing every day, and live out the meaning of the very words of their department, that is justice.
Let me ask you about Mr. Gonzalez's leave-taking in this sense. He had been White House counsel, very close personally to the president. He was mentioned as probably the next nominee for the Supreme Court if President Bush got another pick. This was, you know, within the last couple of years. You would have to say he's leaving Washington now just about in ignominy, I think.
Well, you know, Alex, I'm so very close to this, and it's affected me in ways that makes it difficult for me when I speak about him to be objective. And so it's, I think, better for me to focus on what I know best, and that is the Department of Justice. And that's why I can say with some degree of certainty that he's doing the right thing by letting career professionals go back to focusing on their jobs as opposed to what's been happening in the past several months.
It's still early in the day, but after 16 years at the Justice Department yourself, have you already spoken with people in the department today?
I have.
And what's the reaction there?
They're pleased to know that they can now begin again to focus on their jobs without having to wonder what the next news story will bring or the news cycle will reveal about the department that they love so very much.
There is the Solicitor General who is going to be running the Justice Department on an interim basis. I think fairly soon Mr. Bush will select a permanent nominee. What is the leadership requirement now for the Justice Department?
I think it ought to be what it always should have been, and that is to find someone who will provide career prosecutors and career employees with the tools and instruments to do their jobs. And that means, essentially, trusting them to do the right thing and not letting political agendas get in the way of what they know to be right.
Paul Charlton, an attorney now in private practice in Phoenix, Arizona. He was a federal prosecutor fired by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez in December of last year. Paul Charlton, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.